It's a busy Thursday on Talk Breakfast and it's a beautiful day as well. Teesre ghante mein agar aapne hame join kiya hai, aapka tahe dil se swagat hai. And we've got very special guest in the house right here in the studios of Talk Breakfast. Abdul Moiz Khan, he's founder, CEO and managing partner at Fursa Consulting on credit risk and management. It's a very interesting topic. Agar this tickles your fancy, you're going to keep us company all the way till we are with him.
And yes, aapko quickly hum bata de ki he's a senior banking executive with an illustrious professional career spanning over 2 decades in the fields of both conventional and Islamic banking, covering corporate banking, credit risk, credit review, audit, market risk, compliance, treasury, operation and much more. Sundari, a Talk Breakfast and Talk 100.3. We have got Moiz Khan with us in the studio. Welcome, sir. Such a pleasure to have you.
Good morning, Vivek. Good morning, Sobhya. It's a pleasure to be on your show.
It's a pleasure to have you with us, Abdul Moiz Khan. Lekin zahir hai zyadatar yahan UAE mein ye Moiz Khan ke naam se jaane jaate hain.
Right.
And it's very interesting time, Moiz sahab, jo hum jin mein hum reh rahe hain, isme excitement in its own capacity bhi hai, risk factor bhi hai. आपकी तरफ जो क्लाइंट्स आते हैं, यू हैंडल द कॉर्पोरेट साइड ऑफ बैंकिंग, व्हाट्स द एम्बियंस, व्हाट्स द फोरकास्ट लाइक?
सी लास्ट 2 years, आई वुड से द वे आई लुक इट हैज बीन वेरी एक्साइटिंग.
Mm-hmm.
Exciting in a way that there was nothing uncertain. Mm. There was nothing certain.
Certain,
and
yes.
And you know, each day it happens to be a new day with
a lot of challenges, right?
People, whatever planning in terms of their cash flows, in terms of their business,
it all went for a toss, right?
Yeah, it just going in all directions rather than the way it was planned.
Right.
The supply chains were getting disrupted.
Correct.
On the buyer side, you know, the things were getting not as planned.
Mm-hmm.
So it was. Everybody was close to their drawing boards and they were all forced, if not prepared, to be flexible as much as they can to remain afloat.
Aur UAE mein jis tarah si recovery hui hai, dekhi gayi hai, jis tarah ka support mila hai for all businesses, I must say commendable hai, duniya mein kahin nahi hua hai, sir.
Absolutely, absolutely. The vision of the government, the support of the central bank, the program, financial programs that they supported, especially for the SMEs, that was incredible.
Yeah, even as individuals, you know, aapko loan repayment mein 3 mahine ki jo chhoot milti thi, wo kitna, you know, faydemand kaam aaya, ab aap realize karte ho ki ye sare jo facilities aapko mile.
Absolutely. It's not only the moratorium, what we call in the financial, it was also many banks came up with fixing the interest rates so that, you know, the people, the borrower gets that kind of relief. Because unke bhi cash flows were getting affected.
Correct.
But in simple layman's language, Moiz, how should we, you know, interpret this? Ke aise challenging times mein wo log kamyab ho jate hain jo risk lete hain, ya wo kamyab ho jate hain jo risk nahi lete?
Well, it's a combination of both. I would say it has to be a calculated risk.
So let's start with what is credit risk, you know, since you are a specialist in this field, if you could tell everyone listening to us right now.
Sure. See, credit risk is the possibility of a loss happening due to a borrower's failure to repay a loan or to satisfy a contractual obligation.
Right.
So this is the most simplest definition.
Mm-hmm.
Now, when from a lender's perspective, be it a bank
or
be
it institution,
NBFIs, you know, when they offer mortgages or credit cards or other types of loans, there is a risk that borrower may not pay.
Correct.
Okay,
correct.
So from a banking perspective, this is a credit risk for the bank. Now, similarly, when a corporate lends to or gives credit to their clients, they again take a risk that whether those receivables will be paid on time. So that is a credit risk for the corporate.
Nice.
So now similarly, when a government issues bonds, you know, so then the people who purchases bonds, you know, again have a credit risk whether the governments would pay
the money back.
Interest
yeah.
on time or not. So these are, you know, I'm trying to simplify it and explain what exactly is a credit risk.
Nice, nice, amazing.
So, you know, officially to ye hai, but where it gets very interesting, Moiz?
See, the credit risk can be defined or measured in financial terms. It's called as the five C's.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. The first C stands for the credit history.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
The second C is the capacity to repay.
Right. Right.
The third one is the capital.
Mm-hmm.
How much financially soundness the company or the client is.
Okay.
The third one, the fourth one is basically the terms and conditions on which a borrowing has been done.
Okay.
And the last one is the associated collateral.
Okay.
Or a security.
For example, you know, home mortgage hai to, you know, you, there's, you know, a home. There's a car loan hai to car hai. Vesa.
Exactly. And see, this is the differentiating factor between conventional bank and Islamic bank.
Okay.
Islamic bank, conventional bank, there are products which have some clean lending.
Okay.
Like an overdraft facility.
Right.
There is no collateral.
Collateral, right.
But the underlying principle and the differentiating principle between conventional banking and Islamic banking is that in whatever form and shape Islamic banking does, there has to be an underlying asset.
Okay. Mm. So this is that main difference.
This is the main key differentiating.
Okay.
And then, of course, you know, there is the different treatments of interest and profit. You know, so that is a different subject altogether.
Amazing. And is there improvement when it comes to, you know, credit risk management? Is there, there's always room for improvement, but if there is, how can we do that?
See, there are, we have learned a lot post 2008 when the global crisis happened. So there are a couple of things that a lender or a corporate or government or as a layman borrower would like to take into account.
Okay.
The banks these days are getting a little more stronger in terms of having their KYCs done, which is Know Your Customer. You know, they are improvising to have an efficient credit data. You know, they are improvising and refining their credit scoring models.
Right. So US mein this is very common, right? Ki every customer, every person has these ratings, right? Ki unke hisab se unko utna hi borrow kiya karne ki capacity unki hoti hai. Aisa kuch hota hai. Even in UAE, is this model still there?
See, there are explain this. There is a credit score.
Okay.
And a credit rating.
Okay.
Now, credit scores are done for individuals.
Okay.
When you, me, you know, go to a bank and apply for a mortgage or a credit card or an auto loan or personal loan, the bank has got a certain credit scoring model.
Okay.
You know, where
minimum salary
of your salary, your length of service, your age.
Kahi default pehle nahi kiya aapne.
Exactly.
Ye sab data hai inke paas.
Exactly.
Wow.
Now, then the credit ratings are for governments and for companies.
Okay.
So there is a credit score, which is for individuals, and there is a credit rating. Like you might have seen that X country has got a AA, BB, you know, there are rating agencies like Fitch, S&P and all. So these are a much broader spectrum on which the
global bodies
the
can lend.
The scoring models are defined for companies and countries, and for individuals it's a different, which is we call credit scoring.
Okay, so as easy it may sound ke jab aapko phone aate hai ki credit card le lijiye ya loan ke liye, it is not that easy, because on the back end we have you know, someone like Moez Khan monitoring it or designing the model.
Monitoring it, and I think a layman is also getting used to it, Moez, I'll tell you. Just some few days back, I don't have a credit card. I try to keep away from all those. Jitna nakad ho, utna hi acha hai. Ek tension jo hai, ye bhi kafi saari tensions hoti hai, ye kam rehti hai. So this lovely lady, she called me and she said, you know, there's a credit card and usme ye hai,
free
ye
for
hai,
life. And,
free for life and all. So I thought, ki chalo for a change, you know, kari lete hain. Woh kabhi kabhar ek mood hota hai ki aap na na karte bhi haan kar dete hain. To maine kaha ki, unhone kaha aapki koi, aapki paas koi credit card hai? I said no. Unhone kaha aapke paas koi liability hai? No. Kahin aapne loan liya ho aur you know koi bhi aapka auto loan ya kuch default to nahi hai, shukr hai, utni to izzat hai. To har cheez mein maine kaha no. I cannot give you a credit card.
Mm, because of visa, maybe, because of, you know, so
they
many things.
They want something that you are attached to, some liability on you. So I said, look, if you have a good one, you can keep it. You can say that you can't get a credit card. I said, it's very good.
Because score is not there.
See, there is something called credit history.
Right.
Right. Now, the credit history in UAE, to explain, there is a report called AECB report.
Okay.
You know, where all your, movements, in all your, movements in mm-hmm. terms of your payments like Etisalat bills, your mm-hmm. utilities, mm-hmm. your repayments of loans, mm-hmm. Your how many checks have been honored, dishonored, all have been captured, and then accordingly mm-hmm. there is a score attached to it.
Okay.
Now, if the score is above a threshold, mm-hmm. then you are then the client is considered as a good client,
mm-hmm.
and if it is below that, then a client may not be eligible.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that does not mean that that client who's falling short of the score mm-hmm. will not get,
mm-hmm.
but the bank will then treat that client mm-hmm. and try to overcome mm-hmm. and mitigate those risks or shortfalls
okay.
by maybe increasing the pricing, taking some collaterals to ensure that what if, you know, there is a deterioration in the credit quality, what we call, they have to have sufficient backup in the form of collaterals or maybe higher pricing, shorter tenures, you know, depending on what the profile.
So this is the credit scoring. We are also heading to a sports update. But before we cut into that, you know, the interesting part that lured me, because you also said you don't need documentation. Mm. We are giving you this card without documentation.
Wow.
And we have got, you know, the moment you're going to give us, blah, blah details.
Uh-huh.
There is a unified forum, a platform where we can check all your credit history.
Nice.
So it has become universal or unified, where everything, aapka pura kacha
chhota jise hum kehte hain, aapka peecha karte rahenge banks, don't worry.
And, but yes, so is waqt hamare saath Abdul Moiz Khan hai, and ek achhi baatcheet ka silsila unke saath jari hai. He's CEO and Managing Partner at Fursa Consulting on credit risk and management. Aapka bhi koi sawal ho, jaldi se hamari taraf bheji. Agar aapne hame abhi join kiya hai, humne aapko bataya hai, Abdul Moiz Khan, he's founder, CEO, and managing partner at Fursa Consulting on credit risk and management. Hamare saath kuch questions bhi aaye hain, to wo uski taraf bhi ek nazar dalte hain aur uske baad wapas aayenge. Ek bada interesting globalization ko maddenazar rakhte hue ek sawal hai hamare zehen mein, wo unse puchenge. Ji Vivek,
to sawal ye aaya hai, Moiz sir, what should be a good credit score?
See, this is a very generic question,
okay,
because there are guidelines laid out by the prime authority
mm-hmm.
In finance, which is central bank,
right.
And then comes the internal guidelines laid out by each and every bank.
Okay.
So depending on the preferences of each banks and the niche areas of each banks, the credit scorings for those products are laid out.
Okay. So probably you could be failing in one institution, the other you could be passing.
See, generally it depends. Some of the foreign banks mm-hmm. at this point of time, mm-hmm. say, are not into auto financing.
Okay.
Some of the local banks,
mm-hmm.
They specialize in retail products.
Correct.
You know, so there is a different approach and different preferences and the niche areas for each banks.
Mm-hmm.
And accordingly, then, you know, they have their own internal mechanism and credit controlling steps and
but
procedures.
Does it work that way that, you know, if you're scoring 100 on 100, you get loan, or should it be more, it should be less? What is that?
You know? The benchmark criteria is the AECB report.
Okay.
So that all banks, mm-hmm. which is applicable within the boundaries of UAE,
mm-hmm.
Is a reference point.
Mm-hmm.
So if there a client is considered good,
mm-hmm.
Chances are that he will be eligible for availing the retail or corporate.
Nice.
Generally, it's for retail,
mm-hmm.
but AECB reports apply for companies also.
Amazing.
Well, there are always pros and cons for every system when you talk about economic globalization. What is your take on the financial system, Moiz? How
Both it's good and bad. See, globalization is basically an international integration that arises from the interchange of products, views, ideas. The benefit is that there is a global access to technology and innovation. When two countries come together, or a couple of group of companies come together, there is always lowering the cost, which is important. Then it gives an opportunity for that country or the companies within the country or the individuals within the country to have access to newer markets. So these are the benefits of globalization in general.
Correct.
But from a banking and finance insurance industry, there are, unless and until there is good corporate governance, there is a high degree of compliance, it may very easily lead to some bigger disadvantages, which may be at at the country level, it may lead to some
favorable
good things,
favorable
things for that country.
Right. So, ये तो चीजें हैं, and then the impact this has on systemic credit risk as well. But also, since you were talking about credit risk and everything, I just suddenly thought I had a friend who was working in the bank, and he would also always say that, मेरे पास तो client है, लेकिन compliance वाले approve नहीं कर रहे. So, ये एक tip होते रहता था हमेशा. How do you handle that? Since you're the CEO now, how do you handle that?
both are different areas. It's there is a compliance department.
Correct.
There is a legal department. There is a credit department.
Correct.
Now the credit takes a call in highlighting and ensuring that the credit quality of the client is good.
Okay.
That does not mean that the legal documentation is all happens to be good also. That the legal department will decide whether what sort of and what form and shape the legal documents would come in.
Need to be submitted.
Similarly, there is a compliance department.
Correct.
The compliance department generally has to make sure.
Very arrogant.
Not arrogant. See, their job is meant to be like
exactly.
That.
Exactly.
That if they become flexible, then it will that will lead to the collapse of the entire financial discipline culture.
So they are the pillars. They are the ones guarding
one of the fundamental pillars to ensure that everything remains clean, everything remains transparent, and everything falls within the guidelines.
Because when audit report hogi, to aisa nahi ki sabse pehle to they are answerable.
Right. Everybody is answerable.
Yeah.
If the loan goes bad, the first people to be caught is credit guys. Why didn't you?
Of course. Yes.
Such a risky work.
You have to save yourself first.
Yeah.
Since we have limited time, but I'm just so itching to touch the topic of because Abdul Moiz Khan is janamana naam hai apni industry mein ya UAE mein itne saalon se hai. His take on the cryptocurrency and the future, and there is this big smile on his face already. So
globalization of financial markets
and how step by step it's getting more regulated, recognized, accepted. So where is this heading when it comes to the banking and this new order aapke liye?
See, again, a very interesting time. I think the only certain thing in this world is change.
And rapid change these days?
Rapid change perhaps may not be that good, but change has to be there. So I think if we see banking over the last 200 years, what has been done 200 become obsolete, and then new concepts came.
Correct.
So this is the same way forward. It is always advisable that whatever steps each institution takes should be absolutely clear, should do their homework, should plan it well to ensure that all the risks are highlighted and mitigated.
Nice.
So highlighting and mitigation of risk are very important. Otherwise, you know, it may not fetch the kind of results that are expected.
It may not fulfill the requirements also for the market. And do you see this happening that, you know, cryptocurrencies being taken as a collateral and being given loan in fiat currency? Do you think that will happen eventually?
Eventually, yes.
Oh, wow.
Eventually,
and
yes.
When is that eventually?
Wow.
Well, nobody can predict.
Amazing.
Nobody can predict. It depends how things are evolving, how things are being developed, how convincing things are, and how quickly they are falling in place in terms
and
of
the risk
regulatory
factor.
And covering all the risk in place, bringing in the required transparency and clarity.
We've been getting so many questions. We got a question. Hi, I want to ask if UAE credit score can be help or useful in Canadian as living and working here in Dubai.
See, it may not help directly because, but as a proof, you know, the individual can submit that had he not been living in Canada and he's been living in UAE, so he can always show that what kind of credit scores he has maintained here as a reflection that he is a good client and a well controlled, risk disciplined. Individual.
Nice.
And the other way around, you know, if somebody has been overseas and...
Of course. I mean, it does help because otherwise then the individual is new to the country, does not have any... history, credit history, but there is always a reflection of his credit from where he's coming from.
Ye Kayesh, aapko I think answer mil gaya hoga. We also got a question. My rental check return, but I later paid cash to the owner. How my credit rating will reflect, positive or negative, because of the return check?
Well, as long as there is adequately justifications provided, I think it should not.
Okay, Rahil, I think you got your answer for that.
Thank you
well.
For your question.
Because see, in any normal walk of life, we receive checks, and then they are not honored on time.
Right.
So we are not going to be penalized
correct,
for that.
Correct,
so
correct.
There is always proper justification.
And if it happens once, is it considered a mistake? Twice, it's a choice. That kind of a thing.
No. As long as if you have received, you are a beneficiary of a financial instrument, and that has not been honored, so that doesn't fall as your mistake. So you will never be penalized for that.
Talk Breakfast on Talk 100.3. A very good morning and more chit-chat. And of course, off-air bhi hamara ye silsila risk ka, credit ka, banking ka jari hai Abdul Moiz Khan sahab se. He's founder, CEO and managing partner at Fursa Consulting on credit risk and management. Zahir inke articles bhi log padhte hain. Jana mana naam hai saalon saal se yahan UAE mein. And living up to the reputation, wo sawal se hi jo hamare listeners hame bhej rahe hain, usse pata chal raha hai. So thank you once again, Moiz, hamare saath judne ke liye.
And yes, you know, bahut sare sawal hai, but let's try to, you know...
time kam hai.
Haan, time kam hai. But ek last sawal aapse puchna chahenge, Moiz saab, that, you know, good rating, ye establish kaise kare, and why is it important to have a good rating, credit rating?
I'll answer first how a good credit rating can be established.
Okay.
Right. Mm-hmm. So, the financial soundness is the foremost.
Okay.
So, individual or company has to reflect that they are financially sound.
Right.
Companies reflect, show their balance sheets, audited balance sheets. Individuals show their bank accounts, the credit balances that they are maintaining.
Whatever.
Second important thing to have a good credit rating is that the payment history.
Correct.
That whatever financial commitments they had, they had paid on time. There are no delays. Then also an important factor in credit scoring is that if an individual is always on high debt,
mm-hmm.
which is, it's not considered a good factor. That
okay.
Then that means that the dependency on debt is always very high.
Ah.
So there has to be high, and then it comes low, and then maybe it goes up.
Mm-hmm.
So there has to be some swings
movement.
In that,
yeah.
some swings in that,
right.
rather than every time on higher side, perhaps may not be a good thing.
Okay, and also it is very important that, you know, not only aapko loan lena hai, nahi lena hai, it also, I remember now, since you talk about bank statement, visa bhi aapko chahiye, Schengen visa, American visa, you need to show your...
See,
bank statement, yes.
Yeah. Bank statement, the idea is to ensure that you have those kind of means mm. and financial supports when you travel, mm. you are able to meet your expenses.
Correct.
Yeah,
correct.
Should be win-win correct. Situation both
so
sides.
So, wo credit right. risk alag hota hai. Yeah.
See, it's not a credit risk. They just take
credit
a call.
Credit to kuch hai
nahi. Yeah, they just wants to make sure that you have got those financial means
mm.
to support while you are traveling in that country.
Okay.
And, you know... So that's the only objective.
Okay.
But for lending,
hmm.
it's a little more deeper
detailed.
And granular.
Amazing. I mean,
yes, we have to say, Moiz, ki ek hota hai banking relationship, and you're a pro in that for years and years. Ek hota hai broadcasting relationship. Ye hamara aaj se start hua hai. Pehli baar aap hamare studio mein hai. Bada acha time guzra. I hope it continues.
Absolutely.
Really enjoy it. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for having me here.